Let's get to the business news now with Giles Beckford. Giles.
Kia ora, Corin. Thank you, Atamare. In the business news this morning, small business is booming, but that job shortage starts to worry. Z Energy says it's secure despite fossil fuel decline, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Skill shortages are at risk of placing a ceiling on the ability of small businesses to grow. Accounting software firm Xero has taken a look at the sector, and in June, its performance hit a record high, suggesting that small firms are performing much better than average. The rise has been driven by strong growth in sales, wages and jobs on the same period 2 years ago, when the country wasn't in lockdown. Xero's managing director for the country, Craig Hudson, says small businesses have been going from strength to strength over the past 5 months, with consumers spending strongly. He says the momentum will lose pace if firms can't find staff to scale up their operations.
There's a few stress things in the system. There's a few where the revenue and jobs don't match. So revenue growth and the jobs growth hasn't matched with it. Some may be a little bit more cautious around hiring people. And others, they just can't hire them because there isn't the talent to be able to pull into the business. So that access to talent piece will be what will derail potential further growth.
Craig Hudson of Xero. Fuel retailer Z Energy expects to fare better than its rivals as fossil fuel use declines and the transport sector decarbonises. The company said there's no need for it to race into a low-carbon future, although it accepts that major change is coming and it's getting prepared for it. Generally, it expects a slower uptake of electric vehicles and continued demand for petrol, diesel and jet fuel into the 2040s. Zed's commercial general manager, Nicola Law, outlined to an investor seminar yesterday some of the strengths that it has relative to its competitors.
Our sites are inherently stronger than industry averages. So those sites or retail sites that are doing really, really small throughputs should expect to be impacted by this demand decline sooner than ours. Equally, we don't think that we are adversely affected by any urban concentration because we have a largely balanced geographical spread of all of our sites. The same is not true for all of our competitors. We've also got a really diversified portfolio, or a diversified portfolio, as a result of the convenience retail network.
Nicola Law says among its other strengths is its involvement in biofuels and supply of aviation fuel, which it expects to keep growing. Well, China's flexing of its regulatory muscle in recent months is starting to rattle share markets around the world. Most recently, authorities there have cracked down on the private education sector and food delivery companies. It's been cited by some investors as a factor in the recent fall in A2 milk share price, although there have been no specific moves in the infant formula sector. Well-known financial observer Mohammed El Arian sees a couple of reasons for the China show of strength.
A top-down assertion on different sectors in the economy, reminding the private sector who is in control. It started with Didi, but it even beforehand, if you look at Alibaba. So that's just something that has been happening and continues. But there's something else, confidence. Confidence that they do not need external money. And this, one of the results of that is, of course, people start believing, foreign investors start believing that China is less investable, or in some cases, uninvestable. And that's why it is impacting the market as a whole.
Mohammed El Arian, who's an advisor to the Allianz Financial Services Group. Look at the markets now. The latest statement from the Federal Reserve was out just under an hour ago. No significant changes to policy or to rates at all. Its view of the US economy is that it's making progress to full employment and stable prices. And it repeats that inflation pressures are largely seen as temporary. So not too many signs there that it will start easing up on loose money policies. The result is that the US share markets have generally got a little bit more positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just down a fraction, about 20 points, a fraction of a percent. S&P 500 up about a quarter of a percent, and the Nasdaq up 0.75%. Our own top 50 index struggled for a 5-point rise yesterday. New Zealand dollar just a hint firmer, 69.4 US, 94.3 Aussie, 50 British pence. Brent crude oil up 20 cents at $74.70 US a barrel, and gold up $3, just over $1,800 US dollars an ounce. Back around 8:30.